B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
This is wild video. I am certain you will see it if you watch the news today. Utah Highway Patrol officer is being hailed as a hero after he risked his life to pull a man off a train, off of train tracks moments before a train barreled through the area. Wow.
I mean, this, Preston, you said it. It's right out of a movie.
Yes.
It's right out of The Fugitive.
Yeah, right before the train hits. Dashboard camera footage shows the officer bolting out of his vehicle and running into the path of the oncoming train in to rescue an unconscious driver from a vehicle that had crashed on the tracks. You can hear him on the video. This is a trooper, Ruben Correa, saying, "We got to get out of here. We've got a train coming. We got a train coming." He repeats it three times. Just before the train collided with the vehicle, Correa pulls the driver into the grass surrounding the tracks. No one was injured in the crash. The vehicle was completely destroyed. I mean, a split second before this train hits, he gets the guy out. He said, "I looked to my left. I was able to observe the train was coming pretty fast, anywhere between 50 and 80 miles an hour. At that point, I actually wasn't really thinking. I was just doing my job, and the main concern was getting him out. Vehicle had veered off the freeway, crashed through a fence, and came to a stop on the train tracks after the driver suffered a medical condition. Correa had been handling a traffic stop nearby when he responded to a call of a car on the tracks. He said, before I knew it, the train hit in the vehicle, and we were able to make it out alive. He said he didn't feel the weight of the situation until he watched the train launch the SUV from the tracks. He said, that's when I realized, oh, wow, that was a lot closer than I would have liked.
It was incredibly close.
He is lucky he was able to get the seatbelt undone and get that person out of there because they wouldn't have made it.
And he basically throws him right onto an alligator. No, no.
No. Police say a man in northern India digging a grave for his daughter. We were just talking about losing a child.
Yeah.
On Thursday evening and found a baby buried alive in a nearby pot.
Whoa!
Yeah. Hitesh Kumar Saroy had taken his daughter to be buried near a cremation ground after his wife gave birth to a stillborn child. As an employee began digging a grave for her, they were shocked to hear crying coming from an earthen pot that his shovel hit. He said, when we noticed a newborn girl inside, he immediately rescued her and dialed for help. Police said, we are now trying to find the parents of the baby. We will take strict action against those who have buried the infant alive. At one point, he said, I thought that my daughter had come back to life, but the voice was actually coming from the pot. He fed her milk through a cloth before calling an ambulance. The baby was born prematurely at 2.4 pounds and is being treated for lung infection. Doctors added that the baby, who is on oxygen, may have survived so long because prematurely born children don't need as much oxygen.
Wow. That's astonishing.
Isn't it? Mm. Police officials have launched an investigation in the incident, and they believe that it may be attempted female infanticide. Female infanticide is a widespread problem in India due to parents' preferences for sons for financial reasons. Wow.
It's horrifying.
Yep. Medical experts have raised the alarm following reports increasing numbers of women are using toothpaste to tighten up their private area.
Doctor, my labia is minty fresh.
Dr. Oluwole Yusuf issued a plea to women via the news agency of Nigeria late last week. And comments that were soon backed by specialists across the world. She said toothpaste is caustic and too abrasive for a sensitive body part, and using such on it can destroy the organisms meant to protect the vagina from possible infections. When it can no longer protect itself, the body is prone to infections, which can later destroy the tubes and block the chances of getting pregnant.
Quick question. Mm-hmm. How many people have reported gingivitis with their vaginas?
Not a one.
There you go. So there is a plus side.
His concern was echoed by British specialist Vanessa McKay, consultant, gynecologist, and spokesperson for the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, is that it's a myth that toothpaste will tighten the vagina.
I've always heard that hemorrhoid ointment is a tightening agent.
It is.
So that, to me, would seem... listen, not that I'm condoning the use of hemorrhoid ointment on your vagina.
It would be a little more appropriate, certainly in the same vicinity of the body.
Same zip code.
Yeah.
Listen, it's like anti-aging creams. Like, if it actually worked, it would be known.
Yeah, exactly.
So putting the toothpaste there would not only be uncomfortable, the doctor said, but also cause serious damage and disrupt the natural flora of the vagina, leading to
the animals.
Potential for infections like bacterial vaginosis and thrush.
What do they say about putting eyeliner on your lips?
And many toothpaste brands. Yeah, Kathy's
that was done that. Eyeshadow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Many toothpaste brands also contain small particles that could cause abrasions, so you don't want that. All right, and then one last story. Let's see. A woman was left stunned after a stroll on the beach when she found a shell that looks just like Osama bin Laden.
Oh, my God.
Deborah Oliver found the distinctive-looking shell.
He's on, back.
Winchelsea Beach. The 60-year-old was drawn to the curious-looking find as she went for a walk while celebrating her 42nd wedding anniversary with her husband, Martin.
And when she held the shell up to her ear,
Deborah realized the shell, thought to be from an oyster, bore an uncanny resemblance to the Al-Qaeda terrorist and then fell apart laughing and kept it as a little memento. Deborah said, it's not all that often you find a seashell that looks like anyone at all, so finding Osama bin Laden was amazing.
It was amazing.
She said, when I looked at it properly up close, I thought it looked like Jesus. And I then saw a turban on the top and realized who was staring up at me in the palm of my hand, Osama bin Laden.
No, you idiot. That's not Jesus. That's Osama bin Laden. Can't you see the turban?
Others thought the seashell resembled ex-Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini. So,
well, I've seen a lot of things in that show.
Mm-hmm. Your interpretation.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Well, for nearly 17 years, Dave Austin Davis, a resident of Keystone Heights near Gainesville, has eaten nothing but macaroni and cheese. 17 years.
Wow.
This is Dave Austin Davis?
His name is Austin Davis. Oh. I messed that up. Vice News published a short documentary featuring Davis earlier this week. He said, I don't want to say that I'm addicted to mac and cheese because it sounds so weird, but my body won't let me eat anything else. I didn't choose to be like this.
Yeah, you know what the truth is? He chose to be like that.
No, according to the therapist, Asley McCann, Davis has a selective eating disorder known as avoidant restrictive food intake disorder, a mental condition where new foods can trigger negative physical reactions.
According to
the Center for Discover, the condition is often linked to traumatic events. When Austin was a child, he was removed from his home and diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder after being physically abused by his father.
Hmm.
He now lives with his grandparents. Davis said the disorder has had a negative impact on his social life. He doesn't eat out and maintains few friendships, and he wants that to change. He said, it's weird for me to think of eating anything that's not yellow. The choice is not voluntary. Davis said he's actually sick of eating the same thing and has occasionally tried other foods, but his body will reject even something he thinks tastes good. Said, as soon as it enters my mouth, it's like a sensory overload. Even if I like what I'm trying, I have an involuntary gag. Yeah. Davis knows that it's bad for his health and has sought help in the past, but said that he had trouble finding a therapist who would understand his disorder.
What's his health like if you're living on just mac and cheese?
Or would accept his insurance. He now drives 90 minutes to visit McCann, and he also works out 4 times a week, mostly boxing, to try to stay in as good a shape as he can. I said, I definitely need activity to keep myself fit. It is to counteract my terrible, awful, carb-filled diet.
Wow.
So he's a slave to it. He doesn't even really like it.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah, it's wild. How about this? A pair of Italian motorists who tried to make a compensation claim with their insurance company after their vehicle supposedly collided with a wild boar were busted when it emerged that the animal was frozen.
It was a frozen boar?
Investigators believe the wild pig had been killed long before it was stashed in a freezer and then brought out by the two men when they staged the accident on a road in Sardinia. The men had hoped to claim compensation for the accident from the regional government of the island, Such claims are routine in rural areas of Italy, where cars often collide with boar, deer, and other large wild animals.
Was there a mistake saying that a frozen boar ran out in front of the car?
But police became suspicious when they noticed that the boar did not bear injuries compatible with a collision. A vet was summoned to inspect the carcass and discovered the boar's internal organs were frozen. They didn't thaw him properly.
Yeah, you got to thaw your boar.
The two men have been accused of insurance fraud and, if convicted, face a heavy fine and up to a year in prison. Hey, here's a follow-up story for you. Kent State University released a statement Sunday responding to the arrest of an alleged prowler near the college campus. Remember I told you people this guy was showing up naked?
Right.
Stephen Franzreb is accused of showing up nearly naked outside of KSU sorority houses. In case you were wondering if it was a fraternity prank,
yeah.
He's 43 years old.
Oh, that's an old fraternity, brother.
Police said the investigation started on August 22nd when the man showed up completely nude to a sorority house. A few days later, returned with a Speedo on. Another incident occurred earlier in the month when he showed up at a different Kent State sorority house, again wearing a Speedo. He was walked onto the porch and waved at the door, or he walked onto the porch and waved at the doorbell camera. And he was FaceTiming. Police said the suspect also sent photos of himself with disparaging messages written on his chest to sorority members via Instagram. He was arrested without incident.
Any explanation of what issue he had, or was this to get off, or was he performance artist, or does he just like showing people his balls?
Maybe it's the balls thing. Okay. I'm not really sure. All right, and then we'll end with this story. What sounds like a scene from a horror film is really... for the Lestina, it's a reality for the Lestina family. Their basement, and I saw a picture of this.
Oh, yeah.
Is filled with nearly 5 inches of animal blood, fat, and bones as a result of drainage from a meat locker next door.
That's horrific.
Yeah. And it looks like it's
like a pool,
pool of blood. The family has lived in their home next to the Dahl's custom meat locker for 10 years, but have never had major issues until recently. Nick Lestina said the ownership of the plant changed within last year. He said they haven't reached out at all. In fact, they haven't taken the accountability for it. They say that it's not their fault and told me, good luck. If I want to do anything about it, it's on my dime and my schedule.
That's not our blood.
Lestina said that he has been in touch with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, which is handling the investigation, and has been in touch with the meat locker. The meat locker, from my standpoint, he said, has been pretty cooperative. This is actually from Kevin Wilkin, an environmental specialist senior with the Iowa DNR. He said, the meat locker, by my standpoint, has been pretty cooperative. They've worked with me to come up with a permanent solution so the animal blood, fat, and all that stuff is no longer discarded down those floor drains. He said,
who's going to clean out the basement here?
He said the owner, Caitlin Dahl, said the meat locker had killed hogs and cattle on Thursday and flushed the blood down the floor drain. Upon questioning, she said she believes the floor drain discharged into a tile, which is likely connected to Lestina's floor drain via the same pipe. So the Iowa Department of Health got involved because it was a health hazard. The department recommended the family of seven live somewhere else in the meantime to avoid any potential biohazards.
Just live somewhere else.
Lestina said the Dahl family has been non-compliant in helping cover any cost. Lestina said the blood would have continued rising if it weren't for his sump pump. But they are continuing to investigate it, but it looks pretty wild.
Yeah, why should the family? It's not the family's fault.
I don't know. Unless there's something wrong with their pipe, I'm not really sure. And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File.
It's crazy.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.